What line? And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. It sounds like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties here this morning, so we're going to try and see if we can. We're on the new broadcast platform. And we're hoping that that new broadcast platform will get us some good stuff. And you'll be able to chime in. We're having Mitchell is in the studio with us today helping us out. But we are hoping that we get to work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Looks like we are having a little bit of technical difficulties. Hopefully we will get the broadcasting working out. It's going to take us a little bit of time to get all the bugs out of it. All these issues always happen as we do start going to new broadcast platforms. We try to get things up and running for you. So it's just a little bit of technical issues, but we are watching today, and I'm getting all these hand signals, but I have no clue what some of the hand signals mean. So if you can tell me online, if you're seeing what we're showing, if you're hearing us speak, it sure be helpful because I have no clue how to read hand signals. But that is the broadcast right now. It looks like Mitchell has joined our broadcast. Moving right along, let's continue with our commentary today. We've got some great news for you. We are checking to see what is going on in the markets. We have to find out, which we're celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. I don't know about this. Today is National Techies Day. I think I've got a sound bite for National Techies Day. Let's see if we can find that. Yeah, not a lot of fun on National Techies Day. National Boyfriend Day. Let's see. We've got National Taco Day is tomorrow. Golf Lovers Day is tomorrow. Vodka Day tomorrow. I think we're going to have to be celebrating all day tomorrow. We may be off air completely. So it sounds like we are working. If you're watching us today, this morning, please let us know if you're give me a thumbs up if you can hear our broadcast. But it sounds like we are up and running. I got a separate computer here in the studio, and it sounds like we are getting some good signals going through. Hey, let's take a look at what's going on in the markets today. It has been a rocky road already in the markets. And no, we're not talking about the food. Yes, I generally do speak frequently about food, but today the markets have been a rocky road. We saw them down significantly. We saw them up a little bit this morning. Then we saw a huge, huge drop. Dave is with us this morning. Good to see you, Mr. Dave, or Uncle Dave. Then we saw a huge drop in the Dow. Then they came back. So we've been watching that, see what's going on right there. And we got some technical issues going on. We did get some movement from some of the technicals, the the reports, the economic. Easy for me to think while we're trying to get the technical difficulties going. Sometimes we also have these other issues where my mind doesn't seem to want to work. So we did find out today that we got some economic data. Service sector numbers not quite as good as they had been. So that's what caused the market to fall. We continue to see numbers falling. And we've been talking to you about this for some time now, about the issues that we're seeing in the marketplace, we're seeing in the economy. Now, here's some numbers, and I'm going to tell you more about this as when we get into the Mortgage Minute in the next segment. But what's causing all of this to happen? Why are we seeing the volatility that we are seeing right now? Why are we seeing this in the marketplace? And I'm going to explain all of that to you shortly. It's fascinating numbers. It's fascinating to watch. If you're a student of these markets, you're going to see what is going on. You're going to hear what's going on. But hey, let's take a look a little bit before we get to that. What is going on globally? One of the big issues, and if you are a country music fan, and I am, the Route 91 concert, that was about a year ago. It was a year ago yesterday, I think, was the exact date of that. Well, it looks like there may be some settlements on the horizon. The attorneys, they don't like to say that there's ever a settlement because they're still always trying to push for more, to get more from the businesses. Now, the business, MGM Entertainment, Mandalay Bay, they are the ones, they initiated about 1,900 lawsuits because they wanted to try and make sure they settled everything in the federal courts in one place, one time. Might end up getting the people maybe some more money, but some of the individuals may not like that. The attorneys don't like that. They wanted to be able to get more money, but it looks like MGM Resorts is set to pay about $800 million. Oh! Yeah, in settlements on that. I don't understand exactly why MGM is liable for this, I guess, but